See to it. And understand it. Understand that surely your authority, or what you understand is my authority in you, is surely growing. This authority interprets to places of change beginning in you. But what I'm really after is for you to bring forth change in the earth that you live. So know this, with these sacrifices of praise and worship, I am well pleased, saith the Lord. For in it, you'll grow closer to me, and I'll be able to transfer to you more of my authority for these last days and for the purpose of changing the world that you live in. Know this, that these are not a light thing in the Spirit or to be taken as if just some small thing was happening. Know this, that this can resound unto great, great moves of my Spirit out on the things that you desire and that you speak. For I desire more than you to change the things that are in your heart that need to be changed. But I'm looking for something. I'm looking for a place that I'm finding in this place. So pursue me and relentlessly, without any stopping point inside your spirit. Pursue me with everything inside, and you'll find that there is a great reward, a great reward. And the reward will be that you'll see those things come to pass that you speak. And I'll hasten to perform these things, to bring forth encouragement to you, saith the Lord. This will be your encouragement, that you'll speak a matter and confess it before my face. And hardly before you leave the premises, you'll find that the answer has come, or hear a report that things have already begun the process of change. So know this, the more you speak, the more that I'll come. The more you say concerning my word, the more that I'll triumph. I'll triumph like a great soldier that runs towards that which you speak, saith the Spirit of grace. For I'm looking for a people that'll open wide their mouths, that'll open wide the gates of glory and give me the opportunity to rush out and do these things. So little is accomplished that could be already accomplished by my people because they're threatened by the things that they see. And whether they realize it or not, they stay mute. Their mouths are closed because they stop and will not declare boldly in the face of danger and impending threats those things which I have the opportunity. But run to these things with my word and speak my word, for I'll gladly change them, and you'll be encouraged. And the more that you see, the more that you'll speak, and the more that you'll speak again, I'll come, and on every wave you'll find that my presence gets stronger and stronger on the things that you're confessing to be changed, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah.